You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Tech the Change.
All systems stand by to transmit now.
Hey, 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 this is Kay, and that's how I introduce myself on my morning show at 94.3 Radio 1, which I host and produce. Welcome to my podcast. This is Tech for Change. Very often, technology is used for good things and sometimes for bad things as well. So much so that flux between the two causes people to lose faith in technology. This podcast is aimed at changing all of that. I'm going to introduce you to some wonderful people, companies, and industries who are using technology for social good, social change, and a positive impact. All of this, of course, to make this world a better place using technology. Tune in every week on hdsmartcast.com and listen to the podcast. HD Smartcast is India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Let's get straight to this week's episode. I feel like relocation has become like a staple for every Indian every couple of years, or if not a couple of years, every couple of months in some cases. I think COVID-19 has accelerated that. But I think there is space for a startup to come in to make relocation more affordable and efficient, because there are a lot of problems in that area. Today, I want to introduce you to two co-founders of Happy Locate, that so far served about, I think, more than 1 lakh relocation requests. Sainath and Ajay are with me on the show, both of the co-founders down at Happy Locate. Good to have you both on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Guys, I have so many questions because I feel like as Indians, we are just perpetually moving cities and within cities as well, you know? And I feel like in Bangalore, there's a lot of pain in relocation, right? But what you guys have done is basically you've built a startup that has AI and machine learning tools which provide tailored services based on customer expectations and feedback. What was the major problem in relocation that you've seen, especially over the years, and you felt like, hey, we need to solve this problem? Sainath, do you want to kind of start?
Great, Kenan. What are the major problem of the relocation industry as a whole right now? The journey is very much broken. I think in India, it's very synonymous. Relocation is pack a smooth, but no, the journey of relocation doesn't just start and end with Packers Moves. There's a huge laundry list of services, including your finding your house. You know, if even the spouse are working, then finding a place which is equidistant or which is more economical or affordable, or which is more comfortable for both the people. And if you have kids and the two who are school going, now you're only increasing the more variables in the equation, which becomes more tougher. So this is a problem that we are solving. This is a problem that as a vision, we want to make relocations hassle-free, more happier, more memorable. And this is a problem that we are also solving, right? Majorly the idea or notion of relocation, nothing but just packers moves. So that's the first problem that we are solving, and the entire Happy Locate, the journey of last 6 years is all revolving around this idea.
Right from employee to household goods to pet and vehicle relocations, as well as asset delivery, warehousing services. Have I missed anything, Ajay, or was there more to it that you guys kind of wanted to kind of do?
So in short, what we are doing, we are revolutionizing global mobility largely. That's the larger vision. And
that's very tough in Bangalore. We don't have roads only to move. That's the problem. So
in fact, it's just not tough in Bangalore. No, that's what the data says, just because we are there in the game since 6 years. That's very tough in the world, in fact. Mm. So that's the subject that we have chosen. And so the idea here is, as the tagline suggests, one-stop relocation platform. Everything that involves in a relocation to make it hassle-free and seamless is the service that we're getting in step by step. So we've already started with Packers Movers, housing search, we have got hotel stays. And now in future, we are looking at being in flights, school search assistance, and other settling in services, which will have your gas connections and et cetera, whatever is involved in relocation. That's how we aspire to go.
While you guys have this entire platform and whatnot, you guys operate on the marketplace model, correct me if I'm wrong. And while building technology for the same, what is probably the biggest and most confusing decision you had to make with regards to the business model that really maybe took you guys some time? I'd love to hear that story. Who wants to take that?
And while we can also talk about the journey, right? The entrepreneurship journey itself is very exciting, right? I think the industry that we have entered is very fragmented and very unorganized market. No, I think few decision makings were in our initial, very initial days, I think we were advised by a lot of partners in the market. So we don't call them packers most, we call them partners, right? So because we genuinely partner with them in transforming the relocation that we want to do. So we are advised by a lot of people saying that, industry is like this. Correct. And coming out of this and explaining them, saying that no, industry is much more than what we are thinking. We have to have that notion of customer service, ensuring that the customer is happy at the end with the entire service and things happening as per his interest or understanding. Then it goes saying that this is how the industry works. Industry had been working the same way, for the last 30 years. And a few stats, if I give you, millennials are the new age people, right? They switch jobs 2x faster.
Yeah.
Now, you must have seen people being in jobs for 15 years, 10 years. Now people are switching. The average switch rate is 2x, which makes, people, the inventory volumes have come down. Earlier, people used to relocate three BHKs, four BHKs. That's a kind of volume. Now people are renting a lot of furniture, a lot of stuff. And the inventory is also getting smaller and smaller. So this game or this notion to overcome saying that my industry might be like this, but we have to change the industry and then training our partners to equally respect the interests of the customers and ensure that we are going one stop, one notch higher than saying that customer service to customer delight. And this had been genuinely a big problem.
From that one level to, like you said, the customer delight level, that's really where the magic potion comes in, that's absolutely true.
Completely, we are still in the process of making it better, better, better. I think the bar of customer delight is, we are increasing it. I think that's what we love here.
Just to add to Sainath, and to be very to the point to what Kay asked, in fact, I think I still remember, where we struggled most in terms of taking a larger decision. So I'll tell you, we were a B2B focused model because we both have relocated 6 times in our careers. In fact, 7 times.
Wow. And, you guys really are like perfect brand ambassadors.
Absolutely. Yes. So we understand we have gone through that pain 6 times. And finally, I think that was also one of the biggest reasons as to, what can be better than this? But I'll tell you, absolutely the hitting point was, I also come from an experience of an HR. I've managed thousands of employee relocations. And I understood that the problem was not just limited to people who are relocating. The larger problem is with corporate. They're losing millions with cooked up claims, with the joining experience of candidates. And that's also disturbing the productivity. So I, as an entrepreneur, there couldn't have been a better and a bigger problem to solve when you see that there are both sides getting impacted. If you solve this, you've got it. And that's where we started with a B2B model. We created a SaaS where we were helping corporates to automate their end-to-end employee relocation management. Now, that's one. But coming to the point, while we were actually going, when we went to the market, we understood that ultimately, again, the experience was not changed. What people wanted was somebody to take complete accountability. And that's where it took us some time to go beyond just a SaaS product to take complete accountability on the ground and dirty our hands. And that's where we became a marketplace model. We defined our SOPs. We defined the guidelines. We went down. And now, so much so that I think we have the strong tech-driven operational control is something that is still keeping us as India's largest relocation platform, especially in terms of Google ratings.
You bring up a very interesting point, and I want to kind of talk about this. For a lot of companies out there, when they relocate employees, you talked about productivity, you talked about just happiness of the employee, and how sometimes cooked up claims and all that. Yeah, of course, that's there. I'd love if you could share with me maybe data points that you have, maybe experiences that you've had, over the years, over the 6 years that you guys have been around. Maybe a story of maybe one, without taking any names of the companies and the people or whatever. I'm sure there are certain stories, certain happy locate stories that have stood out that are more special than others. Tell me one of those.
I'll share one from a corporate side. I think Sainath will have multiple to share otherwise. when I was in HR in Nokia and I used to approve the quotations. So largely most of the companies have bring 3 quotations and the L1 will get approved. That's how larger Indian market works. Then I had seen, now people used to, of course, smart Indians, they used to get quotations ultimately, like, you know, they'll work out and get some cooked up quotation, and I used to approve them. Now, I knew there were certain quotes which were not right. They are like obnoxious in terms of how the pricing has come up. Even after knowing, I couldn't do much just because the policy says get three quotations, approve the L1. By doing it sometime, I think this was a point where it was so frustrating that I think this has to stop. It has to go beyond the policy. There has to be something. There has to be some way where this pricing can be more transparent. I can do that validation more transparent. It has to happen. And then that kida, you know, you have that the attitude of an entrepreneur. You relate to a problem and then you just want to get after that problem. You want to create something big. You want to solve it. I think that's where we got into. And this is...
So are you going to tell me the guy's name who did this cooked up claim?
So just to give you a data point, 57% of the claims are cooked up.
Whoa, really?
So it's millions and millions of amount that enterprises...
Would you like to hear a cooked up claim of mine? 57% of HRs are also... No, I'm just... Sorry. Yeah.
So that is there. I think not that every individual does it. No. Okay, but no, the, I think that... See, the, you should also understand, I think since we are talking of this topic, right, we should also understand the reason behind people go for such sort of things, right? Relocation is actually a time and cost-consuming exercise.
And I think more than the cost, it's just like irritating. You know what I mean? Like... personally for me, I can tell you where I'm sitting and speaking to you right now, when I, you know, when I move to my new house, just that process is just tiring, man. Like it's just, you know, it's annoying. You want a place where everything's on, because I'm speaking to one person for one thing. I'm speaking to another person for another thing. I'm speaking. That's the irritating thing for me. I wish I knew about you guys when I moved. I didn't. Now I do. So
now you know about this.
Some data point again that will again surprise you more. Is 90% of the market today is serviced by unauthorized and unauthentic players. That's how the market is. The largest or the decent big enough players, they contribute less than 10% of the total market.
Mm.
Now imagine an industry where 90% of the unorganized and unauthentic players are servicing that need. The kind of damage ratios. So the damage ratios are as large as 63%. The delays are more than 50%. These are the stats. That's where the current industry life. So the experience that almost everyone relocating goes through, it is because of this. That's how the market is. So there's no,
okay.
there was absolutely a lack of a player who was streamlined, who was, so that's a very obvious need which was there. I think it was just about somebody taking it, this Herculean task and making it happen. That's...
Sainand, I'd love for you to complete what you were saying, please.
So I was, again, I was only talking of when we talk of cooked up claims, right? While that has been a practice, so since I worked with companies like Bharat Petroleum, which is also PSU, right? Where every 3 years you have to relocate, 99.99% you'll get a transfer letter. So what I was telling was, your relocation, while it's time consuming, it's also cost consuming, right? And a lot of corporates, there's a category of corporates who give relocation benefit for your packers moves, your housing assistants, your school assistants. There are another set of corporates who give only for packers moves. There are other set of companies who give only for hotel stay. Right. So in this process, a person spends a lot more than what company would be giving. And that's where this cooked up claims, which generally pop in, right? So that's where we also have started something called Happy Rewards. So every time someone relocates with Happy Locate, we have pooled around a lot of these services which a person might be using while he's relocating. So we have better deals with these players, including your and a lot of players that you might be known, you might be knowing, and which you might be using on a regular basis. We have better deals, better options with these people, which will make your life more easier. And it can be startups, it can be those very pretty large players which you might be using. So this is how we want to reduce that burden on you, on that financial burden. So which in turn you'll think twice saying that, hey, should I do it or not? When I'm getting additional 40,000 benefit with Happy Locate as a part of the relocation deal, why should I even do it? So that's how we want to solve this problem also. While I'll not be able to solve the problem which is happening at a company level, you know, we want to give them more motivation not to do it.
Sure, makes sense.
So this is how we're doing it.
Yeah. I think I was looking at some data that you guys put out, and I believe that, you know, 55% of your customers come from tier one cities, 25% from tier two, and 20% from international markets. What is probably the biggest ask from the biggest chunk of that? I'm talking about the people from tier one cities, places like Bangalore. What is the biggest complaint that they come to you with while relocation is happening? I would love to hear that. Before I even ask the question, I think I know the answer. The problem is people like Ajay, the HR. HR is the problem.
No, Ajay. So one of the major problems, see, we're talking during the relocation, right? So before the relocation, yes, your company's policy, you know, company's parameters, which all will come into place for you to choose the pack and more. One of the major problem during the relocation is the communication gap. You're getting right now, team not reaching on time, no team not bringing enough packing material or team.
And you're just hanging around waiting endlessly.
Barriers. Yeah, the language barriers between the packer and the customer. So these are things, in fact, if you want to give you a few examples, right? So since we are a marketplace, the advantage of being a marketplace. So there was a time when we were relocating, a CFO from Dubai to India, and the Chennai market is where we were doing his local relocation. So he doesn't understand, and he was first time to Tamil Nadu, that to southern region, that to Tamil Nadu. Now he had a huge language barrier, and the first day when we have sent the crew, they were majorly Tamil speaking team. So he has dialed me up saying, Sainath, no. Unfortunately, I don't understand the language, and these people are not able to understand my language. So, don't worry, yours is a two-day job. No, what have you done? So, people who are doing the job, we asked them to, hey, you can hold the job. The next day, we have sent a team who are a little better in terms of Hindi-speaking audience. Where now he was pretty much happier, and he came back and hey, at least I was able to communicate what I wanted to do, what I wanted to get out of this. So that's how it all was useful. So, communication is an important aspect that we get during the relocation. We are bringing a lot of technology into making this communication very seamless, be it our IVRs or be it our call masking, your contact masking systems that we are implementing, where the contact details of the customers are not visible to anyone, not even the employees of HappyLocate, correct? So these are a few things that we are bringing to make this communication more seamless.
My last question to the both of you, and you can probably give me one from each of your sides. I feel like this industry of relocation will change, especially in the next 5 years. What do you feel will be the biggest trend that we will see with your, years of expertise, where we will go as a country in the next 5 years, right? This doesn't have to be some, revolutionary guess based on data and stuff like that. This may be just a gut feeling for you guys. So I'll start with Ajay. Ajay?
So straight pointers. Anyways, I think by 2025, we also aim at having zero use of single use of plastic. That is one. So a lot of packing material today is used. That has to do a lot with plastics and paper, which is largely your carton boxes. We have already started that, and we aim to introduce 100% reusable packing material. Now, not that nobody has thought of it. We are not the first ones to think about it.
I think execution is the key over there.
Also, also the asset mobility. In fact, just like gas connections. So why people are not doing so much? One, it's costly to procure. So not every mid-size packer mover would get into it. As if now it just takes them 5,000 rupees to become a packer mover overnight. When they start procuring those materials, it will be much costlier deal. And that's where HappyLocate comes into picture. We procure for them. We do give it to them on subscription or on rent and make it affordable for them. And so that is going to drastically reduce the damage ratios, as well as the cost, as well as the experience and the cascading effect. That is one. Second is largely, we are also integrating ourselves. Now, while we are an API-based model, we are integrating ourselves with HRMS and larger ATS SaaS tools, which are available globally. And that will make it very, very easy for corporates to adopt us quickly. And therefore, if you see it very largely from an HR product suite perspective, I think I always say, probably relocation was the missing piece. We're just going to fit into and make the complete HR product suite look.
I would be so scared if Ajay was ever my HR.
So, the problems, you know, I mean, today, you know, the way industry is, you know, I always used to hear like, okay, after 10 days, you know, get to know that all the relocation that happened, not with us, with other package mover, these were the problems that we used to get to hear. Hey, mera cooker gaya, mera, my cooker is not there. No, my kadai is, I'm not getting it. This is something that happens today.
Yeah.
Now, these are things which are like, these are experiences which are like very difficult to control.
Sure.
Unless there's a mechanism, I think this is where we are going towards.
Nice. Okay.
And a deep technology to have that tech, the tech to control operations. I think that is something that will make us as category leaders. I think that's something that we are very clearly seeing.
Sainath, what would you like to add?
So let me take you a very quick journey right now with a lot of data pointers, which while we spoke of, your the inventory size reducing from a large inventory to small inventory, and the millennials and people who are young like us switching jobs quite frequent, right? So what I believe now is going to happen in the future, right? You'll not be surprised if I give you an option on my app after 5 years where now you can book a drone which will relocate your 3-4 boxes within city. So these things would be, I think, we are the front runners of evolution. We want to bring such kind of changes as well. If there's a way that people want to relocate so quick, so fast, which today takes a huge amount of time, energy, delivering your packers, your packing material over the cloud. I'm saying of your drones coming and delivering those packing material, and you having only 3-4 boxes, packing them, and then keeping them ready for another drone to come and pick it up.
Got it.
So this would be, can become a revolutionary or something which can turn up in the future.
Perfect.
Yeah, the world has to see, and we have to wait for the future.
Kay, I was just telling Sainath, in fact, I want to make Kay smile with excitement as to how the industry will look like. And Kay, if I was to just put it in 4-5 statements as to, rather how Happy Locate envisions, and in fact, this is how the journey is thought. Say, for example, you are shifting tomorrow from X to Y, coming to Bangalore. You're in Bangalore, right?
Yes, I am.
As if not?
Yeah.
Tell me a beautiful city that you would like to be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the line.
Bangalore.
Back to Bangalore?
Yeah. I mean, I love this place. Have you seen the weather outside? Who wants to leave?
It's wonderful.
Of course, yes. So say, for example, somebody who is to marry and then...
I'm already married. Stuck in Bangalore.
Okay. Okay. So say K is again shifting. Let me put... K in Bangalore itself. K is shifting.
I got international posting. I'm moving to Dubai like your other guy.
Okay.
I'll make it better. So say, for example, again, you're moving to Dubai, you said, right?
Yeah.
So tomorrow, the way we look at it is, say, for example, you're moving from Bangalore to Dubai. You take a flight, you book all the services which are related to relocation on a platform, spend just 10 minutes. You take a flight, you reach out there, and there is a chauffeur standing with a play card in hand, K. And then K reaches, and you're not talking. The guy takes you to the best Alila Hotel, if it is there. And then you get inside, and then next morning at 8:30, the person comes again, says, "Sir, you have an office, and I know your office is out there." Takes you, picks you up, and then drops you at office 4:30 in the evening. You get a call by a property consultant saying, "Sir, you have already scheduled me for a property visit at 4:30. And since you have chosen car accompanied visit and not bike accompanied, so I'm coming with a car." And then he takes you to the car, shows you 3 properties, you finalize when you pay brokerage online. And very next 1 hour from then, the packer mover calls you, "Sir, I believe you have already finalized the property. Let me know if I have to drop all the products or all the inventory households to your new place." The moment you reach out there, you have a natural soap, a bath towel, et cetera, and you get a text saying a 10% additional discount on groceries just by typing the coupon code Happy Locate. Now, that's the seamless experience that we want to give you without making a call or without calling anybody for it. And that's the larger relocation journey, the broken piece that Sainath was talking about, is how we want to cover. You don't have to talk, and we understand everything that is required in relocation. That's the kind of experience ultimately we want you to have.
Awesome. Guys, it's been very cool to get a little bit of a window into your world, and makes me a little bit happier that you're Bangalore based. You know, makes me a little bit prouder. So on that note, I wish you guys a happy locate. All the very best. Thanks for being on this edition of Tech for Change.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, audience. Thank you so much for listening to this little episode of Tech for Change. You can find me, your host, Kay, on Instagram. I'm probably the most active there, @OffAirWithKay. That is Off Air with K-A-Y. And if you'd like to give us feedback, well, you as a listener can reach out to us on @HTSmartcast on multiple platforms. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Clubhouse. Now, to listen to more podcasts, make sure you log on to www.htsmartcast.com. I'll see you soon. Take care.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.